Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Even with Eli Manning, right? Even with Eli, as great as he is, and this is why we'll have discussions, or, you know, some people will, about whether or not he's worthy of being a Hall of Famer. And certainly a first ballot Hall of Famer. Because even with Eli, the Giants never won 14 games. The Giants never won 13 games. The Giants never were the best team in the division year in and year out for any sort of long stretch. I mean, you look at Hall of Fame quarterbacks, you know, let's just look around the league. Like the Bills, Josh Allen owns the division. Patrick Mahomes, forget about it. Aaron Rodgers owned the NFC North. I mean, the great quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson now is pretty much dominated along with, you know, and he's got Joe Burrow in the division with him, but like, they constantly win 12 games. They constantly win their division. They're constantly playing this weekend. Like, Eli Manning wasn't that. Let's be fair. Eli Manning wasn't that. Eli Manning was a excellent quarterback who had two incredible runs where him and the team caught fire. He played great. To minimize his role in the Super Bowls are stupid, and people try and do it. Yes, we all know the pass rush and how important it was. Eli Manning was incredible in every game of both of those runs. And hell, that's what you're looking for. I'm not saying the Giants, I'm not saying Eli Manning isn't a Hall of Famer or isn't great, and that I regret that time with Eli Manning because they didn't win 12 games in the division every year. No, it's about Super Bowls. He won two, more than enough, and two Super Bowl MVPs. I don't care how you do it. That's the goal, to win Super Bowls. Just theoretically, the more times you win the division, the more times you win 12, 13 games, the more likely you are to win the Super Bowl. But he got two Super Bowls, so he's fine with me, but I'm just saying, like, you want sustained winning? You want to be the team that constantly wins 12, 13 games? That takes the great quarterback. And even Eli Manning wasn't great enough to constantly be that type of player and constantly have the Giants in that, like, you know, they didn't really win the division much, and they didn't play they lost pretty much every playoff game besides those 2 years. I mean, they did lose every playoff game besides those 2 years. So it wasn't like, oh, here comes, you know, Patrick Mahomes is going to play in his, what, sixth or seventh consecutive AFC championship game? How many divisions has Josh Allen won? I mean, that's what you're looking for. And right now, I'm fearful that the NFC East just found that guy. I'm fearful Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders are going to be the team that wins 12 to 14 games every single year and wins the division, a division that's been up for grabs, really, you know, has more than any other division, no repeat, you know, winners. It's even though the Eagles feel like they've dominated it, Cowboys have won the division, you know, they've kind of alternated division titles between the two teams. But, and I guess the Commanders won one that year where every team in the division was terrible, and they won with 8 wins or 7 wins or whatever it was, and lost to Tom Brady and the Bucs in the playoffs. But I have a feeling right now the Commanders, and that's what scares me. And that's why I'm telling you, I think, I was saying it before, I was teasing it before, I think I'm rooting for the Eagles. I shouldn't say rooting. I don't want to see Jaden Daniels win. If Jaden Daniels, like, I got to be totally honest with you, the Eagle, again, this goes back to my mindset of the Eagles have already been there. And this is a little bit, maybe Evan Roberts rubbed off on me, because this is an Evan Roberts special. He thinks this way. But the Commanders, the Washington football team, and the Redskins have been a disaster for years. They've been right there at the bottom. with the Giants over the last 10 years and, you know, weren't very good while the Giants were winning Super Bowls and Eli Manning. Like, the Commanders have been there as the dregs of the NFL and the dregs of this division with the Giants. And the Giants could always beat them. I don't want to see within 1 year Jaden Daniels change that. Immediate, because I'm worried he already has and probably will. But if his rookie season, he can go on the road and beat the Lions, go on the road and beat Philadelphia, there's no looking back. I mean, if he's capable of that, I'm comfortable with the Eagles being good. I'm used to the Eagles being good. It's the Joker and the it's Heath Ledger's Joker. It's all part of the plan. As long as it's part of the plan, even if the plan is terrifying, you learn to adapt because it's part of the plan. Part of the plan is the Eagles being good. Before Saquon Barkley got there, it was the Eagles are good. Harry Roseman's one of the better GMs in the sport. They put together a hell of a team. They've done this for a while now. They've reinvented themselves. They've gone through different iterations. They're still good. The Eagles are a damn good football team who've built an excellent offensive line, who have a bunch of talent. They draft well. They do everything right. And they're a good freaking football team. I'm used to that. It's part of the plan. The Washington Commanders coming out of freaking nowhere to win 12 games and get to a Super Bowl year one with a rookie quarterback who's taken the league by storm and looks like a 12-year vet in the playoffs? If he goes on the road and beats the one seed, goes on the road and beats the two seed on his way to the Super Bowl, that changes the Washington Commanders forever. And if he already hasn't, but to me, like, I don't want to see him win year one. So, rooting is a tough word because I won't be openly rooting, but I got to tell you, I think it's going to make me more sick if the Washington Commanders win this game than it will be if Philadelphia wins it. If Saquon goes off and, you know, hopefully, you know, Jaden Daniels turns into a little bit of a pumpkin and makes a couple of mistakes, amazingly enough, and throws an interception, fumbles the ball, does something, and Philadelphia wins, I think I'll end up feeling better about things than if Jaden Daniels goes on the road again, plays a perfect game with the Commanders, and I'll enjoy, for a moment, I'll be able to take it in and enjoy watching Philadelphia and their hopes and their dreams come, you know, falling down after the Lions got picked off and they won this game. They're going to the Super Bowl. They've been the best team in the NFC now without the Lions. Like, this is now, they're supposed to get to the Super Bowl. They're supposed to win this game. What are they, 5-point favorites? They're supposed to win this game. And yes, for a brief moment, I will be able to look and go, ha ha ha, you dumb bastards. Like, yes, no, Philadelphia blew it. No, I don't have to worry about Saquon Barkley in the Super Bowl, talking about him for the week leading up to the game. This is great. And then I'll look and go, well, I have the next force in the NFL. The Eagles are going to be good next year and the year after that and the year after that. Now I've got a guy who in 1 year transformed an entire organization and brought them to the Super Bowl. From the second pick in the draft to the Super Bowl. Again, I don't know if rooting is the right word, but I'm going to feel more sick about the future of the New York Giants if Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders are playing in the Super Bowl than I will be if the Eagles are. I don't think there's any doubt.